Hi, my name is Susan Dean, and I am a tour guide here at Rough Point. Several of my favorite pieces are here in this room, beautiful and detailed examples of English stump work, a form of needlework. Stump work is a Victorian term for raised embroidery. The finished pieces have a three-dimensional or appliqué look. This type of embroidery reached the height of its popularity between the 1660s and the 1680s during the reign of Charles II. Luxury items were not favored during Cromwell's earlier reign, and so the explosion of this lush embroidery aligned with the lifting of conservative social norms. English stump work was used for mirrors, decorative trays, caskets, as well as to create scenic pictures, all considered to be luxuries at that time. Biblical scenes are found frequently in English stump work as well. This piece in Rough Point's collection tells the powerful story of Esther, a common stump work theme, in its tiny and carefully placed details meticulously stitched. Just as the types of embroidery changed according to the social mores of who was in power, embroidery motifs and symbols changed too. Royalist symbols included caterpillars, butterflies, peacocks, stags, lions, and leopards, which stood for sovereignty of the British throne and British adherence to authority, tributes to the king. An interest in scientific collecting developed around this time as well, and embroidery began to act as a vehicle for cataloging nature, displaying an increasing variety of animals and insects. A wide variety of materials were also used to create these works, including silver, gold, and silk threads, wool, seed pearls, semi-precious stones, glass beads, seashells, and mother of pearl. Who were the embroiderers of these detailed works of art? Middle to upper class girls of the 17th century learned to embroider as part of their training and education. Needlework skills utilizing a multitude of stitching techniques were a way to further a woman's station and were more important than academics. The images and scenes in stumpwork embroidery are all quite similar in appearance and are characterized by their lack of attention to scale and perspective, but they often differ in the placement and arrangement of their common symbols and motifs. An embroiderer may have chosen both her symbols and materials to display her needlework skills. She may have chosen the arrangement of her motifs to express her own voice and personal creativity. Doris Duke expressed herself too through her personal choices throughout her lifetime. She added these pieces to the Rough Point collection in the 1960s. The end of the stumpwork era coincided with William and Mary taking the throne in 1689. The Queen favored utilitarian needlework over decorative needlework, and stumpwork embroidery began its decline. I do needlework myself, and I can appreciate the intricate stitching and detailed work that went into creating these magnificent stumpwork pieces here at Rough Point. Although this is the morning room, Doris used this room more often in the evening, sitting in front of a warm fireplace. I can picture young girls and women planning and stitching their stumpwork in front of a warm fire too, somewhere in England 300 years ago.